Welcome to Moments of Meditation from the First Baptist Church of Plymouth, Connecticut, with the pastor, the Reverend Mark Copeland.
Hello, one and all, and happy April. We know that in April, we see the season of Lent coming to an end, and we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. So if you haven't listened to this before April, of course, happy Resurrection Sunday, too, when we celebrate on Easter the thing that Jesus came to do. So to get this month rolling and underway, I want to reflect on the reason for the season. The whole reason why Jesus came down from heaven, came and met us in this world as God wrapped in flesh. Right, we know from, and we'll be looking at specifically the Gospel of John. Like it opens up, John's Gospel opens up in the prelogue, right, the prologue of John the Baptist pointing to his cousin Jesus, saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God, He who takes away the sin of the world." And we know that we're making reference to the Passover Lamb in the Jewish tradition, right? That God slaughtered this, well, he commanded his people to slaughter this lamb and then take the blood and mark the doors of their house. We know this from the book of Exodus. During the Passover season, that's what celebrated the time that death came down into Egypt, and seeing that the doors were covered in blood, death passed over the folks, God's people, those marked out with that lamb's blood, right? And so we see something here very similar, trying to think of that imagery, right? That Jesus is this Lamb of God taking away the sin of the world, that he is this new representation of this Passover lamb, of why we celebrate Easter, that those of us received Jesus, that have received Jesus and are covered in his blood, death passes us over because we're marked out as God's people. So I actually want to go to, still in John, chapter 12, just to kind of reflect on these verses to kind of set us up for the month's lessons as we reflect on the questions of Israel receiving her king and then offering her king up to the world or the Romans for crucifixion as this great sin offering to shed the blood of the lamb and cover those that are his people, not by birth now, but by choice, so that ultimately we'd see death overruled and pass us over. So let's look from verse 27, and I'll just kind of read until 32, and we'll kind of reflect on that, setting up these messages. "Now my soul is greatly distressed, and what should I say? Father, deliver me from this hour." Now, mark you, this is Jesus talking. So Jesus is distressed. His hour is coming. The very reason why he came down to earth, to show us the way and to be the sacrificial lamb. Because he goes on, "No, but for this very reason I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd that stood there and heard the voice said that it had thundered. Others said that an angel had spoken to them. So Jesus is saying, "No, this is the hour that I'm coming, and we're going to we're going to glorify the Father's name." And then the sky opens up again, much like we see it Jesus' baptism, and he answers, "You know, I've glorified my name, and I will glorify it again." And then the crowd if you can imagine that, the sky opening up, and a massive voice speaking down, saying, "You know, this is exactly what I'm doing." After Jesus says his words, shocked, they said. You know, this was an angel. It was thunder. But then Jesus tells them, "This voice has not come for my benefit, but for you, yours. Now this is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up on from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." So Jesus is reminding us here, setting up this Easter season when we look at Good Friday, you know, past Saturday, and then we go to Easter Sunday. We think of Good Friday, the crucifixion. Monday, Thursday, where we reflect on his trial. That this was the very reason. This is the climax of Jesus' ministry. He's not just a good teacher. He certainly is a good teacher. He shows us the way. He shows us what it's like to be human in God's world. That we love one another. That we seek to do God's will to glorify his name. That we treat one another like brothers and sisters. That we're one human family. But the very climax is for Jesus to take on the sin of the world when he's lifted up. We know what kind of death, it goes on to say in John, that Jesus has come to suffer. Because it says, when he is lifted up, it's talking about the crucifixion, when he's put up on that cross, and the one who knew no sin becomes sin. So when God seeks to judge the world's sin, to cleanse the world of its sin, he does it on that cross of Calvary, which is what we remember Good Friday for. That is why Good Friday is in fact good. From any sort of worldly point of view, right? Any sort of physical, here and now, natural point of view, you could say, why is Good Friday good? Because that's the day when they killed the good teacher. So if Jesus was only just simply a good teacher, Good Friday would not be very good. But no, rather he says, Jesus says, this is why I've come into the world, that now, here and now, God will judge the world's sin. Here and now, the ruler of this world will be driven out. And we know the ruler of this world often classically means Satan. He's talking about the devil, Satan. When the world fell, humanity fell into sin and death. Satan was the ruler of the world, and this is when Jesus pays that ransom to take the world back. Because remember from John 3:16-17, John chapter 3, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever shall believe in him will have eternal life. Never perish, but have eternal life." It goes on to say, if you remember, that "for he did not come into this world to condemn it, so that the world might be saved through him." So God's intention is never really to throw this world away, to condemn this world, to punish this world, but rather to punish, condemn, and cleanse the sin that is making a mess of the world. Because we know from the very beginning that he said creation is good, the world is good. Every step of the way, if you go back through those 6 days of creation, God said, this is good, this is good, this is good. So God's intention here is to save the world, not to condemn it, to cleanse the darkness and the sin, and even defeat death, robbing our adversary, the devil, the old serpent, Satan, of his realm. So Jesus is taking back the world. Right? Reflect on that as we get into Easter Sunday, of what this means. "And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." So it really is an inclusive action, isn't it? Jesus calls all kinds of people. All people. When we look at the cross of Calvary, when he is lifted up, where he pays that ransom, that is the moment that God is drawing all people to himself. So think on that. Just reflect on that as we prepare for our messages through April. We have Jesus being prepared to be the Passover lamb. Jesus being prepared for his funeral when Mary anoints him. She's washing his feet with her hair. We have the procession on Palm Sunday when Jesus rides in as Israel's king. They receive him as a king. And then, of course, Monday, Thursday, the trial, Good Friday, we see Israel offering up their king, their representative, as the one who bears the burden of the world's sin. So when we see up on that cross for those many hours when it's dark and he is suffering, God is pouring out his wrath and judgment on sin itself, on sin. And then, of course, we look forward to when he's risen again on Easter Sunday as a down payment, as a picture of the age to come as it reaches full maturity, as God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, as the coming kingdom, that Jesus being risen from the dead is a marker. It's the defeat of death itself, and it's the testimony that Jesus was who he said he was, that he was Israel's Messiah, the anointed one that had come to bear the burden of the world's sins. So ultimately, God can do what he said he was going to do, again from this reflection from John 12, that now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. That God redeems the world from sin and death and from the ruler of the world, the devil, or Satan, the forces of darkness. He redeems us from the forces of darkness, and we have a bright and eternal future to look forward to. I hope this quick little introductory message into our April theme, our Easter theme, finds you well. I hope everyone has a good and happy Easter. Remember the price that Christ paid on our behalf so that we would not have to be slaves and servants to these forces of darkness, sin, and even death. For he is risen. Glory and hallelujah, he is risen. Thank you, and I hope to hear from you again and soon.
You have heard Moments of Meditation from the First Baptist Church of Plymouth, Connecticut, with the pastor, the Reverend Mark Copeland. For more information, call the church office at 860-283-6181 or email the church at fbcp24@gmail.com. We wish you blessings on your day.